The Tennessee Aquarium Sustainable Seafood Program, Serve and Protect, is offering a chance to meet two celebrity chefs as they provide cooking demonstrations on Thursday, September 19th at the IMAX. I telephoned one of the chefs to talk about seafood and the human impact on our aquatic food supply. Celebrity chef Virginia Willis is classically trained and loves to put a bit of Southern culture into her dishes. She will be joining Chef Susan Spicer for the cooking event at Serve and Protect, pitting shrimp and crayfish as delectable and sustainable seafood options for your dinner table. Virginia Willis looks toward her family roots to inspire her favorite Southern dishes.
My cooking inspiration comes from my mother and my grandmother. I come from a long line of really good cooks. And I'm also French trained, so I took what they taught me and then took it to Europe and learned some new tricks and techniques and brought it back and combined the two.
What's your absolute favorite recipe right now? Because I know any chef I know, it changes.
I was about to say, my absolute favorite recipe would be really difficult to determine. I plan my meals when I'm at the farmer's market to see what looks best and looks fresh. I would say that I do really prefer savory cooking. I do some baking and some desserts, but I do prefer savory cooking. And my favorite aspect is really focusing on good techniques.
You're going to be heading to Chattanooga for the Decapod Duel, which is I love the name of that.
That's fabulous.
You're being paired against Susan Spicer to find out about exactly how versatile you can get with shrimp and crawfish as part of the Sustainable Seafood Program, the Serve and Protect with the Tennessee Aquarium. So have you been going through and picking out the absolute best you can of shrimp and crawfish?
I think the intention is that I'll be working with some of both, and perhaps Susan will be working with some of both. Or it may be that I take shrimp and she takes crawfish, being that she's right there in New Orleans. Once again, I when presented with what I'm able to cook with will be when I determine the final dish. I love shrimp and grits. The most important thing about shrimp is not to overcook them. And the Gulf shrimp are so delicious and tender, and if cooked properly, they need little or no enhancement. I'll need to do what's best to feature those shrimp the best.
You've spent quite a bit of time on television with quite a lot of celebrity chefs and celebrities in general. Has that influenced the Southern twist to your cooking?
Very much so. My first job cooking was behind the scenes on a TV cooking show. And it was in the kitchens working as an apprentice for Natalie Dupree. I was also the kitchen director for Martha Stewart, the kitchen director for Bobby Flay. I produced Home Plate with Marvin Woods for Turner South most recently. And then increasingly, I'm in front of the camera. I was a guest on Chopped. I was a judge on Throwdown with Bobby Flay. And it's really just become part of being a food writer, being part of being a chef, and it does influence sometimes in recipes that I choose, recipes that I write about or choose to sort of feature. But at the end of the day, I really love teaching people and sharing chef-inspired recipes that people can actually do at home.
Your cookbooks that you have authored, Bon Appetit, Y'all, and Basic to Brilliant, Y'all. I love the y'all added onto the end.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely infers a Southern twist to what's going on with your cooking. Well, how do you think Southern cooking is defined? What is the definitive thing, other than y'all, that makes Southern cooking Southern?
It's not an easy answer, I should say first. Southern food is a living, breathing, growing cuisine. And one of the things that I like to alert people to that I feel that is my reason, my cause with my food and my cooking and my recipe writing, is that Southern food is more than just fried chicken and cornbread. Now, I love fried chicken, and I love a good biscuit, and I love cornbread. But if we were to define Southern food as just that, it would be the equivalent of defining Italian food as solely spaghetti and meatballs, or Chinese food by wontons. We have a 10-month, nearly a 12-month growing season in the South. We have an abundance of fresh produce, and I like to promote what's authentic and real about Southern cooking, not necessarily what is perceived as Southern cooking on television and in the media.
When you travel around a lot, you don't often see crawfish on the menu.
True.
It is a fairly Southern delicacy. How would you prepare it if you were just handed a bucket of crawfish?
Well, see, what's lovely is that I'm from Georgia, but I actually grew up, my elementary school years were spent in Louisiana, and some of my fondest memories from my childhood were going crawfishing. We would take the triangular nets, and my mom would tie chicken necks or chicken backs in the net, and then we'd throw them into the bayou and pull up, and I grew up going and attending these big crawfish boils where the crawfish would be poured out on a table lined with newspaper, and I learned how to peel them and suck the head and all of that. And I do remember when I was in junior high, we moved to Georgia, and people didn't eat crawfish then. You know, it had not, the Cajun sort of explosion hadn't happened, and so people were less familiar with crawfish. If I have live crawfish, the first thing I want to do is to boil them, to cook them, and I would prepare a very flavorful liquid with lots of spices so that they would cook in this flavorful broth and then peel them. And I actually I have a recipe for a crawfish and grits gratin that's a little bit of a twist on shrimp and grits. So it's the other decapod, so to speak, that's made with chilies and goat cheese, and it's just creamy and delicious, and I think it really features the crawfish well.
Crawfish, is, as you kind of pointed out, has not been a staple in even the Southern diet, much less the rest of the country. And it is growing as one of the sustainable seafood types that really helps save the oceans, keep us from depleting some of the other seafood. And that's really what this is about, sustainable seafood. What are your views on particularly preparing dishes that use sustainable seafood options?
I think that that's what we have to do. I'm very, very passionate about sustainable seafood. We are, unfortunately, eating out of our oceans like it's a Las Vegas buffet. And the equipment, the techniques, the method of harvesting are really over-harvesting. And there are very destructive methods. Bottom trawling destroys the environment underwater. There's bycatch that folks don't use, and it's just thrown back overboard. And we are in a situation where there are endangered fish. We are seriously depleting our oceans, and if we continue on this path, it's going to be hugely destructive. I feel that it's not too late, though. It's not too late. And if people are educated and they attend the Tennessee Aquarium, they attend events like Serve and Protect, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, I'm on their advisory board in California, and they have a program called Seafood Watch, and it's an app that one can put on your smartphone or look it up. It's called Seafood Watch, and they basically have green means go, red means stop, and yellow means to sort of take a think about it. The red fishes, you should avoid. Don't eat them. They're overfished. The population needs time to regenerate. There are lots and lots of sustainable seafood options so that we can avoid eating unsustainable fish.
Have you ever visited Chattanooga before?
I have participated the past 2 years at the Blooms Festival at Rock City. I have friends that live on Lookout Mountain. I just think that it's a lovely area.
So we're looking forward to seeing you then at the aquarium on September 19th for that seafood showdown.
I can't wait. I'm going to bring my mom. I'm really looking forward to it. Susan Spicer is an awesome chef, and I am thrilled to get to cook with her and against her and hopefully meet lots of people and educate and talk about good food, good recipes, and sustainable seafood.
Serve and Protect will focus on Gulf Shore sustainable fishing of shrimp and crayfish with celebrity chefs Virginia Willis and Susan Spicer sharing recipes and cooking techniques on Thursday, September 19th. Follow the links on the Around and About blog to learn more about the Sustainable Seafood Program with Serve and Protect at the Tennessee Aquarium. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.